We want you to know that seeds have been planted that you cannot see. And they are already growing, but once again on a level that is not clear to the eye or even to the mind. But they are nonetheless growing. There are going to be, after all of this chaos, there are going to be beautiful, growing, alive things that have to do with clarity, that have to do with creating in light, and they are going to be cropping up, as you say, in all places, somewhere you do not even expect them, but there they are. And we offer this to you because we know that you are walking by faith alone now, which requires a great deal of energy and a great deal of spiritual resource in yourself. It is true that you often say to each other, everything will be all right. And then, of course, the doubt comes up in you about what that means. And when we say to you that everything will be all right, we mean that you will be all right. And you will be able to see what is going on and where your light is needed. This will not be, of course, as quick as you would like it to be, but it will not be as slow as you might be afraid about. There is going to be a time before a long, long time passes where you can see where your light is needed. And what a joy that will be for you, because you are people who love and serve and truly understand what it is like to be impacted by light. We understand all of the other human emotions that go with this time. We understand the doubt. We understand the fear. We understand. But we want you to know that there is a great power in allowing yourself to feel for the seeds of light that have already been planted. And when you are watching for these seeds to grow, to make themselves clear to you, so that you will see where you want to respond, where you want to be, and how you want to use your light, we know what a relief that will be when that, as that time is coming and becoming conscious for you. Now, you may feel that in the meantime, how you use your energy does not matter. That, however, is not true. All change is funded. GoFundMe, we believe you call it, where everyone can see here is a cause, and you can send your own money and your own energy to it, and good can be done, because when many people are sending light to something, good is always done. And so when you begin by seeing where you want to send you energy, where you want to be approving of you and what you need, then you will be able to look around you and you will be able to say, here is a place where I can send my light, knowing that that light goes into that great gathering of light that is going to change your planet. The thing that is somewhat the miracle of light is that a small piece of light can fill a great space. It can be doing great things when you did not even know that that was happening. So wherever you choose to aim your light, know that there is more than simply what you are seeing. But do not pull back from sending your light where you want it to go, because there is a great gathering of light now. And even in the smallest thing that you do, you are sending light to that greater gathering. And it is that gathering which is going to change your world. So we would like you to keep this in mind, and whatever kindness you have done this week, whatever thing you have seen that is clear to you, that you have helped someone else see, all of these things count. And your gifts, wherever you are giving them, know that those gifts are being given in light. And you are already doing the right thing. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Feel the power of your breath as you breathe in and breathe out. Feel the energy around you and know that the light is love. And you are breathing it in and letting it go to every place in your body that might need that love. And your exhale releases fear. And feel the energy of peace, the blue of peace, all around you. And breathe it in. Let it go to your thoughts. Feel that peace flow over your body. And become aware that the peace has a relieving of stress, so that you feel your thoughts soften and gentle. And you feel the thought energy flowing down your shoulders and your arms, releasing burden. Let peace flow down your spine, so that every part of your body knows that what is best for you, you are breathing into it. Let the peace fill your trunk and relieve it of anything that might be tightened or not good for you. Exhale any tightness, any stress or tension. And feel the blue of peace fill your legs and your feet. and let the peace tell your body that all is well. Move your attention into your heart center and find yourself at home in your heart. Your heart, which embraces you, understands you, never judges you, but only holds you in honor and wisdom and caring. And see what is growing in the garden in your heart. Feel how it is expanding, knowing that you are expanding as well, and that you are part of the seeds that are being planted that provides light for a better world. And see the flame of your own spirit in your heart. And see that a tongue of that flame goes into your solar plexus. And the light of it begins to displace any emotions that need to move along now because they do not serve you. And feel the light of your own spirit. Do that moving out. Feel a tongue of that flame move into your second center. And see how strongly it removes guilt and shame and old patterns that might make you feel helpless. Feel all of that removed from the second center, taken over by the light of your own spirit. And feel a flame of your spirit move into your root. And let that flame illuminate your ability, your willingness to create what is like you, what matches who you are, and to hold the pattern for that creation without worry or judgment or shame. Feel everything moved out of your root, except the seeds of the life that you are creating. Feel a tongue of flame from your heart move up and into your throat. And let that flame displace all communication that does not hold you in honor and power and love. Feel all the other communication leave. And feel a tongue of the flame move up and into your third eye. And feel that flame in your third eye. Awaken your third eye and remind you of your own ability to know, to intuit, to feel deeply for what is yours and what you know about it. And feel how naturally powerful the third eye becomes. Now feel the flame from your heart center move up through your body and into your crown. And let that flame open the crown wider so that the golden light of the universe can pour its gifts into each of your chakra centers and into your body. Feel that liquid golden light flow into your head, your third eye, your throat. Feel it flood your heart, your solar plexus, your second center, your root. And feel that light spread not only throughout your body, but to the field outside of your body, so that its light draws to you the light that you need, the light that is for you in the world that is changing. Come to your heart center and see a beautiful silver road that moves up in your heart center. And as you step on that silver road, see that you move up, but without effort, without strain. You simply allow your energy to move up on that path in your heart. And know that you are becoming lighter. And see that you have come to a place where the moon shines over a beautiful, still lake. And see that the moon has made a boat for you, and allow yourself to know what your boat looks like. And step into your boat and feel how smoothly you are moved across the lake. And see that your boat brings you to a place where there are silver gates that open for you. Step out of the boat, walk through the silver gates, and know that you are in a place that has everything that you need. All of the energy, all of the support, all of the power and connection, and all of the love. And every breath you take brings more of this energy into your body, into your energy body, into your life. And see that there is a round table. And on that table, the universe has left a gift for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, take it with you and being as full as you can be, turn and let the silver gates open. And step into your moon boat. And sail back into your heart center. And when you are in your heart center, breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.